Hazur, it's regarding namaz-e-janaza of non-Ahmadi Muslims. We, in normal circumstances, we don't say namaz-e-janaza of non-Ahmadis.
Right.
But what happens if a situation has occurred that non-Ahmadi Muslim has died in such a place where there's only Ahmadis and none other Muslims?
That already has been preached down. That already has been made clear by my predecessor, Hazrat Mirza Nasir Ahmad Sahib Khalifatul Masih Salih, and also by me, that no person who believes in Islam and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, will be permitted to be buried without janaza. So, because we don't know who he is and what his views were, we will say his janaza. But that is applicable only if we do not know that he did not indulge in invectives against Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam or categorically denied him. In such a case, it's not our responsibility. Then we'll not say his janaza. But if a nondescript person, a Muslim, anywhere, is found dead, then we do not have to hesitate about finding out, hesitate until we find out what his real views were. Then the general principle that every Muslim has a right of decent burial will be applicable, and we can say the janaza prayer in such cases. Like something happened in one of the Scandinavian countries, a plane crashed and among the passengers was a Muslim, and there was no one else. But the Ahmadis to say the janaza prayer, and they inquired from Hazrat Sahib, and he permitted them to say that it is possible. Moreover, in janaza there are certain other considerations which I want to make clear. For instance, once a person was excommunicated during my time at the recommendation of Nazarat-e-Noora or Mur'ama, a few persons who violated brazen-facedly Jamaat-e-Ahmadiyya's principles were excommunicated from the organization of Jamaat. Now, we don't declare them non-Ahmadis. This should be remembered very clearly. We call them excommunicated from Nizam-e-Jamaat. That is, they are no longer any part of our organization under Khalifatul Masih. But we have no right to declare them non-Ahmadis. Now, when this happened, one of such unfortunate people was an old lady who was also very ill. So she appealed for mercy on this behalf and said that if I die, nobody would say my janaza prayer, so you forgive me. I said, and unless you condone your act and rectify it, I can't forgive you. But as far as that is concerned, rest assured that your janaza prayer will be said, because you are an Ahmadi. As such, you believe in Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, so anybody who believes in Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, how can he be left without janaza? So that reminded me, and I immediately instructed the Jamaat that if such a lady dies before she is forgiven and made again a regular member of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, then you are required by me to say her janaza prayer. So that reminds me of certain other people who disagreed with a Khalifa and were not excommunicated, but themselves chose to walk out of Jamaat's organization. Yet they fully believe in Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam and the truth of Ahmadiyyat. So I declare here that if such people die because they call themselves Ahmadi and consider themselves Ahmadi, the non-Muslims will not say their janaza, non-Ahmadis would not say their janaza prayer. So it's binding on Ahmadis to say their janaza prayer despite the fact that they are not attached with Nizam-e-Jamaat Ahmadiyya. At least they have this right, because they believe in Hazrat Masih Maud and declare it, and because of that, they are not a member of non-Ahmadis communities either. They have not joined any other sect. So, such responsibilities still fall on our shoulders, despite their misbehavior.